the Upside Down Rock Show with me, Doris Brendel, on Hard Rock Hell Radio. Come and join me. So you're no good for me, and I'm nowhere to be true. Thank you for joining me for another Upside Down show. Lovely to have your company. That was the second track I've played from the Swedish band Electric Boys, Looking for VJJ, a bit of funk metal. I quite like a bit of funk metal, so I will be playing another one of their tracks next week. What are we doing this week? We are having a song time session this week, and we're discussing our proggiest track. Do 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 do. It's song time with Lee and Doz. So,
yes.
Do you know what I want to talk about? Because we're on Eclectica, and we finished the one. We did the one in sort of two episodes. But I'd like to talk about losing it.
Losing it. God, blimey! How long we got? How long we got? Did you say?
Yeah, not much. not a lot. Not a lot.
All right, yeah, let's go for it. Let's go for it. It was a Losing It was a song that was started in my front room of my house, didn't it? Do you remember?
It did. Well, we decided that because me and Lee, you know, just again to try and expand outwards, we had a few new musicians, which was Lincoln and Sam, and we decided, why don't we try and write something with Lincoln? Because not everybody can write, and Lincoln had never really written anything before.
No.
He's very much a sort of, you know, I play notes and I can read music and I can, you know, he's
a
sort of...
He came from the cruise ships, didn't he? He was a cruise ship...
He came from the music degree, right? Yes. Let's start there. He got himself a music degree.
Yeah.
And so he had never really written stuff before. And funnily enough, before we did this, he was in this original band for a short while. And I hope he won't mind me saying this, but there was a female vocalist. It was like a pop rock band. Yeah. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And a female vocalist who was fine, but it sounded like a covers band that, you know, it was really, really mediocre. Because he played me the demo they did. And obviously, I'm super fussy on everything, but I kind of heard it. And what I heard was really simple rock songs, no hooks, no lyrics that stood out, nothing unexpected, nothing particularly memorable, nothing particularly wrong either, but it was just super bland.
It was all mediocre, I remember it, yeah.
And I thought, that's not good enough. There's nothing wrong with it, and the singing was fine, but it wasn't, the singing was fine, but it wasn't good enough where you go, oh, that's a great voice, or in order for something to be memorable or good for you to want to listen to it again, there's got to be something. There's got to be like a really super special voice, or there's got to be some production thing where you've got like these immense harmonies, or you've got really interesting production or instrumentation, or you've got this, or it's really humorous, or something. It's got to be something.
Yeah.
And that something was missing. There just wasn't one thing that stood out as being memorable or special.
Yep, I think so.
But funny enough, Lincoln had never done anything original before. He was really enthusiastic and he was like, oh, this is great and it's going to be great. And of course, they were one of those bands where they, really naive, where they thought, if we put out an album, everyone's going to buy it and we're going to be really big, which is, you know, nothing could be further from the truth. It just does not work that way at all. You have to work so hard just to get anyone to listen in the first place. So that was Lincoln. And then Lincoln learned, you know, as the year went past, that actually it doesn't work like that. And nobody was interested, and which is shame, but that's, you know, that's how it works. So we thought, let's try. And he didn't write any of the songs. So we thought, well, let's see what happens if we involve Lincoln in a songwriting project.
I'm not afraid to die. pennies. So don't you skip the pennies. You lay out what you can. The measure of a suit is the measure of a man. Suits, head and booty. Suits, head and booty. Suits, head and booty. Suits, because clothing makes the man. Pocket square for show. A shirt that's crisp and even and white as winter snow. Cufflinks and a tie pin and everything besides. I like to make the effort when I have to go outside. Suits, head and booty. Suits, head and
from Queens in New York, a bit of pop rock, Northern Lights. It's the second track I've played from their most recent album. And the one you just heard, Soho Dukes, a bit of Cockney rock from London, Suited and Booted. Now back to our musical discussions. So we all rocked up at Lee's studio at the time. And there's me, and I basically bought a sort of skeleton idea. I said, right, well, here's a chorus. I had that sort of piano-y riff thing.
That's right.
And I said, right, here's a chorus.
Yep.
And a basic riff. And but I've deliberately, and I've got some lyrics I can use, but I deliberately haven't worked at it, so we can see what happens if we work on it.
Yeah. We did work on it.
Yeah, so then it was like, okay, let's try and do, and I deliberately tried to step back because I know what I'm like. I have 3 million ideas, and I thought, no, I want to hand it over to you. So you kind of then went and found some chords for the verses, and I then made some lyrics kind of fit that.
Yeah.
And we encouraged Lincoln to come up with some bass lines, and I think there was one little riff he'd been jamming with that he managed to work in, wasn't it?
I think so. I think he was working on, because the actual bass lines on that song are actually really nice, because we worked on them together as the guitar and the, I mean, it's all very, very melodic. If you actually listen to the song, it's really melodic. It's got loads of melody in the music itself. It's very, I'm not sure it's very catchy, because on my first listen.
No, it really isn't. It's something for the prog fans.
Yeah, but it's definitely very involved and very musically nice to the ears. It's not, you don't listen to it and go, oh, there's nothing nice about it. And it definitely takes you on a journey across different musical scenes, if you like.
Yeah.
And I think that because Lincoln, as a bass player, was working on his bass chops, if you like, to try and get the most out of him with his bass, I think that's what made the music go the way that it did. I'm just trying to think of what parts.
But it's not the song. It's funny because the song proper, as in the words and the
words
lyrics,
and the lyrics,
that was the chorus I wrote. You came up with the kind of verse primarily. yeah. with here's some chords, can you sing something over the top? So that was the song proper.
Yeah.
And then obviously I had that piano riff,
yeah.
which then developed. But that was you and Lincoln, and you know, in order to kind of go, right, okay, see, so the stuff that Lincoln, you and Lincoln did together and you worked on is all the instrumental stuff.
That's it. I'm just wondering if it's got, did we use the slide bass on it, the fretless on that song?
Yes.
Yeah, we did.
Yes.
Yeah, and that was because he played all of his parts. Yeah, that was what happened. He played all of his parts when we recorded it on his, he had a PRS bass. And he played all of his parts on the bass, and he did like four or five different takes of different bass bits, and I started to cut them up and put them together so that I could say to him, now come back and play it all.
Right,
which I did, right? So I cut back bits and pieces of what he'd done. This is after we'd sort of worked out what he wanted to do. I'm talking about now the smaller parts of how we actually wanted it to go. So I sent it to him, and he said, yeah, okay, I'll come back and do it. So he came back, and we spent a day recording it exactly how he wanted it. Yeah. And I got to the end of it, and I said to him, this is just a fly on the wall idea. I said to him, just try and play exactly what you just played, but use this fretless bass. We just bought the fretless bass at the time for a Dord.
Yes.
So because I had it there, because we were using it for a Dord live, I said to Lincoln, just try and play it on here. And he played it, the song, all the way through on the fretless bass, and that was what went down. He played it all the way through once, and that was the take that I used, because we tried to do it again four or five times afterwards just to get some other flavours, and every time I listened to what he did afterwards, he was trying too hard. It was bits here, bits there. But that one take that he took where he copied what he played already, but on the fretless, all the way through, I used that. And I was like, that was amazing.
Isn't really, that amazing? Really wow. I don't remember this stuff. You probably told me at the time.
No, I just remembered it now.
I'm gone. kosher emergency.
Waiting way too long, now you got me looking for fun. Craving a lucky charm, babe, I think you might be the one.
Sweatmaster from Finland. The Vikings has definitely invaded this show. More Dirty Water is the track. A bit of punky garage rock. I really like their most recent album. There's some really good tracks on it, loads of energy. So I will be playing some more in the next couple of episodes. Now the second track, I'm sure you guessed it by now. Yes, that was the track we are currently discussing. Losing It, the great big long proggy track from our album Eclectica. And the very up-tempo track you just heard. A lovely bit of rock from, again, from Sweden. The band is The Gems and they are ex-Thunder Mother members. The track is Hot Bait. Right, back to some prog talk. He's a great player, Lincoln, but not, you know, he's not a songwriter.
No.
You know, not everyone is. You can get the most amazing musicians, but they just can't write songs. And you also get really good songwriters that aren't really that good technically. You know, you get all sorts. But
No, definitely true.
But we thought let's see what happens when we get Lincoln in. I mean, like I say, it was the only one we really did because it wasn't hugely organic. It was very much an exercise. But I'm really glad we did it because you have to try these things. And I think Lincoln is probably on some level quite proud that he contributed in the construction of something. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. What was really interesting about that song is that it actually made it to us want to play it. You know, we played that song live in our set quite a lot.
Yes.
And considering it's a song that if you saw us for the first time, I don't think you'd be enamoured with it. I think you'd probably stand there and go, that was really complicated. I'm not sure what to think of that.
Yes.
But we still, as a band, I think we really enjoyed playing that song.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those songs.
I think the problem is we wanted to please the prog fans. But out of every audience, I mean, unless you're unless you're playing, you know, the prog festival or something more specific, I think out of, you know, every Fish audience or Wishbone Ash audience or, you know, the sort of bands I've been playing with, the people that really appreciate that are fewer in number than, you know, the whole thing you learn, try and keep 90% of the audience happy 100% of the time.
Yeah.
And that is not doing that. But I think part of it is also to say we are musicians. This is really tricky stuff. We are playing something really complicated here.
Yeah.
And I think it's been important, especially as we're sort of new kids on the block at one point as a band. I think it was important to say we don't just do songs.
Yeah.
We're actually technically really good here.
It's over and-
So that was the Helicopters again from Sweden. Told you. Long Gone Losers, another bit of high octane garage rock. And the band you just heard, now I'm not sure how to pronounce their name actually, whether it's Triers or Triers. They're from Shrewsbury. The track is called Home. Nice bit of indie rock. Right, back to the our discussions, and this is the last part. I think we're quite well respected amongst musicians.
I'd like to think so. I mean, there's obviously, there's bands that do this for a living. You know, there's bands that actually don't really want to write songs. They want to write these masterpieces of musical technical elegance that they want to, you know, that you just go, okay, but there's no, you know, but the problem with that is there's nothing ever to get your teeth into. So you have to use that with care. And sometimes if you don't put in the parts that are the catchy bits, then it can very easily just wash over you, which I think where a lot of prog goes wrong is that it's very easy as a musician to go, I'm playing, do you not know how hard this is to play? And the people that are listening are going, yeah, I also know how hard it is to listen to as well.
Yes.
And therefore miss the point.
And which is why it's important to have something that repeats. I mean, even classical music, you've got repeating refrains and things, because it's almost like a relief to the ear to go, oh, I'm getting familiar
that
with this bit.
Again, yeah.
That bit again. I've got something to, it's like something to hang your hat on.
Yeah.
And it's important. And I think there's some prog music, which I just think the typical prog where it's about a grand historical adventure of some description or a war of the gods, or it's always got some massive, big, epic subject, you know, with lots of long names and the Cothan, I don't know, warriors do it. I just think, oh, fuck off, you know. I really do. I just think, oh, it's really necessary to do this. Oh, I base it on a book of, you know, and you just think, fuck's sake, it's a song, you know, and then nothing repeats and nothing, you know, and you just
concept
think,
albums.
Oh God, it's a bit, you know, there's got to be a bit of humanity, let's try, you know. So I must admit, I'm not so patient with those things. And a few people do it, you know, some people do it better than others, of course, you know.
Yeah, no, there are people that have made a, like I say, made a career out of it, which is fine. What's very interesting is that when prog started off, it wasn't that, it never was that, you know. Or if you listen to really, and Peter Gabriel's stuff, if you listen to Genesis, you know, that was never what that was.
No,
you know,
no.
It had the amount of the songwriting was just really good, with a tiny touch of cleverness. It was still songs with a tiny bit of clever.
Yes.
But somewhere along the line, it got changed round into loads of clever and a tiny bit of song. And that's when you sort of go, I'm not sure that that's what it was about. And unfortunately, I think that, I say unfortunately, but in I think, out of all of our catalogues of songs, Losing It did that.
Yes.
It went, here's the music with a tiny bit of song.
Yes.
And I'm proud of it. I think it's great. I really do. I think it's
it's very clever. But see, that's with Mass Hysteria, we want more song than clever.
We did.
And trust me, there's some real clever stuff in there. But
it's
more about, it's more about the song. And I think that's more important, ultimately.
I think,
and good musicians know that as well.
Yeah, I think it also helps. I think you narrow your market. Your market is with easier listening songs and having good songs. You'll be able to sell. There's a bigger market for it, and you'll pick up more fans along the way. I mean, we've noticed
hopefully
that more. We started to notice it until COVID told us that we wasn't allowed to notice it anymore.
Yes, I know. That's it for another week. As ever, thank you for your company. To see the show out, I've got time for a few tracks. From Florida, Alter Bridge, Playing Aces, nice bit of hard rock, followed by some metalcore, Dayseeker from California, Crawl Back to My Coffin, and just to see ourselves, nice rocky finish to the show from LA, Megadeth, I Don't Care. Hope to see you again next week. Bye.
again. Swear you called my name when I was on my dying breath. The skin wore off my bones. I felt my soul at peace. Can I just be alone again? A few more decades, please. Can you tell me what it's like to bring the dead back to life? Gave me roses when I died just to kill me one more time. Now I gotta cut you off, gotta cut my losses. Came all this way, got out of my grave again just to crawl back to my coffin. Shame, I was getting on my hopes again. When my funeral came, I wish you would have let me rest. The skin wore off.